to walk.
Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
So keep it locked right here, and the next voice you will be hearing will be Katie Barnett right after the break. Don't go away.
I want you to know, just in case, I'm just in case.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends. This is our Saturday showcase. Welcome to our youth co-host, Layla and Daniel Reese. We are taking a break from our very serious topic discussions, as we do each week, and this is the day that we showcase our local up-and-coming entrepreneurs. They can be anything from a single mom that can braid hair and wants to start a business with it, or a young kid that knows how to do something with software. But either way, they don't have advertising, and we are giving them the gateway to do it here. Also, to our aspiring musicians and artists that are out there trying to make their feet get wet in the industry, what we do here is we allow them to play their music here on our platform. Now tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we actually have a brand new artist, and a little bit later you're going to be hearing from her. Her name is Irene Renee. Now her manager, Mr. Glenn Butler, actually sent me a message and asked me to take a listen, and I was flabbergasted and blown away by her sound in only 2 minutes of listening to the latest single that she has. So a little bit later, just before she comes on, you'll be hearing her single. It's called Pick Up the Phone. Her name is Irene Renee, and you'll be hearing from her. So with that, let's start giving our shout-outs first. We've got to thank the Lord for being here, because we could have not made it, and we did. Want to thank Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York City, currently with ISOradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing tonight at 6. Well, actually, he's on the air right now on ISO Radio, and that's from 6 to 10. So 7 to 10, he will be there. And tomorrow night, again, at 6 to 10 p.m., you can hear him do his thing. When he's not doing that, everybody is great in New York City with the best of live R&B events all over the best of venues as the CEO of that awesome company, Track One Entertainment. And he got quite a few things already lined up to kick off your summer. So hit him up on Facebook, on his page, Barry Mason, or go over to the Track One Entertainment website, and you can do that by going to track1entertain.web.com and see what his calendar has lined up for you. To my team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, DJ Domerick, Alotney Williams, Monster Miles, and our activists and panelists from Toledo, Ohio, Deacon Zeddy Williams, you guys have been marvelous with just having the girls back professionally and otherwise, and as well as having your communities back. So keep up the work and help me keep this mission going. To all of you out there on the social media platform, all of my groups, including the On the Edge Listeners Lounge with KD Barnett, I want to thank you all very much for all that you do throughout the week, helping me connect with your minds about the topics as well as what you've seen or shared experiences. This is one
fabulous group of people that is to know. So I just want to thank you all for that. I want to thank TS37, Cynthia Jenkins School, for allowing me to get involved with the Youth Day here, because they've loaned us their students for quite a few weeks now in the year that we've been running, and Youth Day has been pretty successful. So I want to thank them for wanting to do it, and I want to thank the school for allowing us to do this under their name. So I want to appreciate all, let you know all that. I appreciate you. Now, we are going to get started, and today we're going to kick off with that wonderful sister trio out in Long Island, New York, that is Aluminum. You guys know them, Safila, Fariel, and Safa. These three girls are extremely, extremely, extremely talented. They're beautiful. They've got great spirits. They've got a strong parental slash manager structure behind them. It's Mr. Dwight and his family. So you guys take a listen. We got a little triple play coming up for them, but that's Aluminum with New Scenario, their brand new single, followed by Secrets and That's Not My Name. We'll be back right after this.
Well, let me welcome everybody to my hood. We got a little bit of bad, but everything is mostly good. Yeah. You need to take your jacket at the door.
Why?
'Cause you might see some shit in here that you ain't never seen before.
Bunch of people that's evil, how that hurt and fair. Seeing what you working with red, to say you working pairs. Not me though, I'm shining with a certain glare. I headed to the top with my mom and pops for the surface 10. With them back window curtains clear. The person ain't curving up half a sight to that hurts to pair. I gotta make
your mama says the life can be unfair. But you gotta go through changes if you're going anywhere. Good things come to those who wait. And patience is a virtue that you got to cultivate.
But in a scenario,
what it is.
Everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is your Saturday showcase, and we are in the middle of giving our local up-and-coming entrepreneurs and our unsigned music artists trying to make their way in the industry their chance to showcase all of their music. You just heard from three sisters hailing out from Long Island, New York. These girls are fantastic. They're beautiful. I love all of them, just dealing with them. And they are out there spreading messages of awareness as well as trying to reach out to their age group with some positivity, and they're pretty much grounded with their faith in Christianity. They're letting girls their age know with that last song that you heard that if a guy wants to approach you, he needs to be able to approach you by simply asking your name and taking his chances from there rather than hissing at you or calling you some street fag type of pet names. Now, as we await our brand new artist, I'm going to go to a song by a Christian rapper by the name of Paul Robinson. You guys have heard this song before. He is known to the music world as PR, and his song is So Tired, spreading awareness about the plight of the African-American community, mainly the males, because we know that they are the biggest target in the media everywhere now. And one of the things that this show does is definitely try to promote awareness and solutions and end the hate and the violence So we are going to go out with Mr. P.R. Robinson and So Tired, and we will be back right after a word from him and our sponsor. So please don't go away. We'll be right back.
From America, but they still call him my African. Slash American, but he should just be American. They say he white, but they don't call him European. They say I'm black when I fill out my application. My skin brown, I think somebody was mistaken. Why you need to know what my race is, you racist? What my skin color got to do with job placement? Shouldn't this be about skill? This shouldn't be how you feel about me, how I dress, if I pay my light bill. I can understand you wanting to know if I steal, but if I say no, when I will, you shouldn't be in my grill, looking in my face, in my eyes, trying to see if I lie. Would you have taken my word for it if I would have wore a suit and tie? What if my skin was a little lighter, a little brighter, a little whiter, and I had a felony? Would you catch a case of Alzheimer's for me being who I am and you being who you are? We both know that my complexion does play a major part, and that's not fair. Let's switch chairs, let me see if you like what you do. Look down on you like you only stood 2'2". Don't even read your application. You white, I call you. See, that's what y'all do, make my people feel not equal. This happens to the older generation, we the sequel. I know you think we slow, look at my ancestors, I don't think so. We did so much for this country, but you still want more. First open heart surgery, stop life, the clock to see if I'm late or not. The mail you send it, who made the box? The janitor that you look down on, who you think made the mop? George Washington, Carver's, Benjamin Banneker, all of us. No, it wouldn't be no Steve Jobs if it wasn't for Mark Dean, Charles Drew, Madam C.J. Walker, just to name a few. But y'all think that we dumb, cage us in like we some type of animals, barely feed us, cannibals. We feed off each other, we eat off each other. So what y'all do, devise a plan to bring down the brother man? No 40 acres, just some crack and some heroin. No mules, some rules are meant to be broken. Like selling the drugs you put in the neighborhood, y'all must be joking. Of course they smoking, of course they shooting up, of course they think they worthless. To y'all that's picture perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Black man, wake up, this is the state of emergency, my brother tried to murder me. Black man, what's up, another one just got hit up, another one just got picked up. Ashamed of you. Tell me what kind of lame is you. In the middle of the war,
them Condoleezzas, Colin Powell with Obama features, the Bill Cosby, Oprah Winfrey, pointing fingers. The generation before us is what did this, cause we were little babies that was born coke addicted. On the park bench, finding heroin syringes, playing hopscotch with a real crack rock, thinking that it was chalk, draw pictures on the blacktop. It's for the have not, the team to be have got. Get inside the game just to become the devil's mascot. Black man, black man, wake up.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is the Saturday Showcase. You just heard from Christian rapper Paul Robinson and his Black Community Awareness song against black violence, against the racism. It's called So Tired. It's an awesome song, and, guys, it's powerful. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we have a brand new artist that has been added to our list of OTE New Music, and I'm about to play Miss Irene Renee. That's our brand new artist. Her single is called Pick Up the Phone. Now, I have to explain to you listeners that, you know, when I tell you that something is amazing, it pretty much is. And when I heard just the first lyric out of this woman's mouth, she had an amazing sound. And this song is debuting here right now. And after that, we will be hearing from Miss Irene herself. So here's Pick Up the Phone with Irene Renee. After this, we will be speaking with the artist herself. Don't go away, listeners. Be right back.
Every night and day, I just wanna say how much I love you, how much I love you. It's a shame that we couldn't make it through the storms of life and the dead of night. I'm all alone, so pick up the phone and call me.
Pick up the phone and dial my number. Tell me you miss me and come on. Come back home.
Don't harp at my door. No need to say sorry. I've had enough hurt in this drive. Driving me crazy. Oh,
just come back. Come back home.
With every tear I cry, I just can't deny how much I miss you.
How much I miss you.
Life got us down, and it knocks our poor love around.
But I'm still not through with you,
so pick up the phone, let's talk about it. Pick up the phone and place down my number. Tell me you miss me. Come on over, come on home.
Just come back home.
Don't
pick up the phone and dial my number.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is your Saturday showcase. And as I promised you, that was our latest addition to our music showcase, and that was Miss Irene Renee. And as I further promised you, we have the lady on the line in the flesh. So let's bring her in, and let's get to the bottom of all of this. All right, welcome to the show, Irene. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. I am amazed. I mean, Glenn asked me in via a chat if I can please listen to this unknown artist, he said, and if I like it, to spread the word. Well, I did a little more than that, and I said I'm going to spread the word to 26,000 people that's out there.
Right. Awesome.
I think what impressed me most, let me just start with that, and then I'm going to get right into asking you a few things. What impressed me most is that I'm kind of an old schooler. Now, I'm not old, so for those of you out there making jokes, don't make jokes. I'm an old schooler, okay? I'm not really fond of the modern-day techno-punk, you know, hardcore rap stuff that's out there. And pretty much, you know, whether the kids like to hear this or not, most of their real true hits come from the fact that they've borrowed or sampled from old school music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, I think that stands to testify for itself. So the first thing that I noticed about your sound is that it's a modern day song with an old school sound. And
okay.
To me, I already got it. Now, moving on to the next part of the amazing aspect of it all was your voice. Woman,
okay.
You... I heard that. I was like, are you kidding me? you know your way around the studio, and you're definitely not a stranger to a mic. And I was looking a little further. I said, I don't know if she's ever heard this, but you look a little bit like Felicia Rashad to me.
Oh, really? That's a first.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you got the style, you got the class, you definitely do look a little like her to me, and that's just a little
okay.
odd thing I have going on, but...
Oh, no, I like that.
Yeah, well, I love that you have the diva look. You definitely have the essence about yourself. Definitely comes through. So let me ask you this. Do you write your own songs?
Yes, I do.
Do you do your own music?
No, I have a few different producers that give me music, but I'll sit down and, you know, pin the lyrics from personal experience.
Well, that's usually where a singer comes from, and usually a songwriter's right behind it. I have another young lady on this panel that she does the same, and she's a lot younger than me, and I could tell you that what's in her head is amazing. So,
wow.
Believe it or not, I have two very, very anxious young co-hosts here that before this interview is out, they're going to want to ask you a couple of questions. So,
okay, no problem.
Just to let you know, they heard the song and they loved it. Now I'm sitting up there looking at them like, what do you know about this? You like, they're 3 minutes out the womb and they're already liking stuff from that. That's like from my childhood days. So let's start with you. What drives you, first of all, to be into the music business? Have you been singing all your life or pretty much you just had the lyrical aspect of it all and joined in?
No, well, you know what singers say. They've been singing all their life, so I did start out pretty young, but I have to admit that not everyone wanted to hear me. It took me some time to hone my craft. And so just I took my time with it, went on to college and graduated and started working for corporate America, but that singing thing was always deeply embedded in me, and I just realized that I wanted to do more with it. But, you know, when you're living life, there are fear aspects involved with actually stepping out on faith and, you know, making it happen. So financially, I had to make some sacrifices. So I just went ahead and did it because it was a part of me, and I love doing it. I love doing it. It's pretty hard, but I love doing it. So that's what drives me to keep going and pressing forward with my project.
Definitely one of the things that artists have, and it's not just musical artists, but any type of person that deals with the creative side of life, it stays with you. You can work every type of you know, what I like to call the fluff and cover jobs, but that will always drive you, and you'll never be happy till you do it. So
Right. Did
you start in church?
Yes, I did.
I'll tell you why. Because the sound in your voice, I remember, my dad's a minister, so it's like I remember when you are in the church choir or you've been a lead singer for any reason, the type of grueling practice and stop repetition that they make you do, it's to bring the best forward. They make you bring the spirit out into you. They make you do whatever. And when you go the route outside of church, it's there with you. So all that lyrical stuff. It comes from having been able to connect with your spirituality, which I'm going to ask you, is that something that you can say with regards to your lyrics? You're singing right now about somebody that you love very much and that you're just trying to hear from them, and we all been there, so in that particular single, we've all been there. So is that something personal that's behind the song, or is it pretty much
Yes.
I can't hide
that one. That is so personal, such a personal. I had to pin that song because it was my therapy. So that's definitely a personal experience. Some of the other songs that I wrote on my album, they were, you know, inspired by stories that I heard from girlfriends or, you know, the news or whatever. But this one song is all me.
Okay, let me tell you why I asked, okay? In addition to the fact that it was an amazing sound, in addition to the fact that there was an amazing voice, in addition to the fact that there was an amazing presence in the song and in the voice, you know, I have to study people because I write fiction or, you know, certain things, and part of the way that I create my characters is based on observing even the tiniest gestures in a real person. And through those gestures, I actually interpret what could be going on in their mind because of it. When I looked at your video, okay, when I looked at the video, I said, this is a whole lot more than just acting for the cameras. So that tells you just that extra edge, you know, that a writer has when they're looking and seeing it, because the average person would just say it was a good video. But I knew that it was a little more. And so, mm-hmm. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead. I heard you trying to say something.
Oh, no, no, I was just, I do the all, I always do the mm-hmm when listen to somebody, it gets good.
Yeah, I definitely knew that there was something to it because there's just, it's just too much real and passion in it. So now I'm going to ask you something because this showcase today is about a lot of, there's a lot of young kids on my panel here on the showcase that we as adults understand that this is a 50-50 cutthroat type business, meaning that there's always somebody that's doing exactly what you're doing, sounding like you're sounding, wanting what you want, and there's some that will make it with very little effort at all, and there's some that will make it, won't make it no matter how hard they try. But what would you say? I mean, would you tell them to continue anyway for the sake of, we always teach our kids to believe in their dreams no matter what? Do we keep it real? You know, and just tell, go ahead.
You know what? I'm not a dream killer. I think if you're inspired and that inspiration comes from God, it's a very personal and private place. If you're being spoken to from the spirit standpoint, then you have to obey that voice. So I would say that you have to get yourself away from dream killers and pursue your craft, whatever that is that makes you happy. For whatever reason why we pursue goals or whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's a personal thing. So I would just say to any young person who has a dream, whatever that may be, in entertainment, a corporate position, or whatever it is, that you have to honor that. You have to be true to yourself. And we see all kinds of inspirational notes on Facebook and things like that it tells you to keep going, keep pushing forward no matter what anyone says. You know, I always talk to, you know, people about what's that show, the competition, American Idol. It was very, 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 very hard for me to watch that initial phase of American Idol because people, you know, they laughed at people who really thought they had a gift, right? And
right.
They were serious about it, you know what I mean? And for them to crush them and to make fun of it. You don't, and one girl actually, I can't remember her name, she actually committed suicide. I think you cannot be a dream killer. If you choose to be, then you know, I don't think we're operating on the same wavelength. You know what I'm saying? But just to get back to that American Idol thing, that was painful because there are so many people out there that needs just a little bit more work, you know, and for someone to stomp on their dream I think is ruthless and it's not compassionate. But I think just to go a little further, it starts with the individual. We've heard, you know, like the Michael Jordans of the world, you know, he wasn't good at his craft when he first started out. You know, he got cut from a lot of teams or whatever, and then he turned out to be one of the greatest basketball that we know today. So you just cannot allow anyone to kill what it is, whatever it is that God has instilled in you. You can't allow that because you don't know where your blessings are going to come from, who's going to help you, who's going to help you hone your craft. I'm not saying that you can't, you're going to be an overnight sensation. For some people it is. And for some of those, we have to work a little harder. But you have to work at your gift and make it better and stay focused and keep pursuing what you need to pursue.
You know, it's amazing that you said that. And the thing is, it's like to me, it's a kind of a double-edged sword because, first of all, I definitely agree with you. I don't believe in killing anybody's dreams. I've worked around so many people. When, you know, growing up, and especially being an African-American, it's like you need to do certain stereotypical things growing up. You need to know how to braid hair. You should be experts at double dutch or experts at basketball. I mean, like, this is what they push you to aspire to be. Now, with that being said, though, because the world is so rough, you know, teaching people, our kids especially, wanting to aspire to be in the media, that yes, stay with your dreams, but it's imperative and it's really important that we also be very crude in our very direct and crude in the way that we make sure they understand that while I'm with you all the way, no matter whether you make it or you don't make it, that for you to want to pursue this, they are the Simon Cowells of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you're dealing with. This is not something that, you know, they'll love you to death while you're hot and you're smoking, and as soon as you, you know, your voice gets a flu one day or the next up-and-coming sensation behind you is there, you could be tossed out like a rag doll. Then,
mm-hmm.
you know, I believe if we make sure that our children understand that and show comprehension in understanding that, that maybe they have a better shot at understanding how to maintain their goals with their dreams and still understand that there's a whole lot more no's before there's a yes. And
oh,
even
yeah.
when you get that yes, it's still hard. The other thing I wanted to ask you, you know, is well, this show really focuses on the African-American community, our problems, our dreams, our broken hopes, all the things that you know that we go through because it's all over the news. It's nothing that we can hide anymore. And here's my thing. You chose to write a song that doesn't fit in with the instant popularity. And what I mean by that is you didn't speak about something from a hot sexual nature, if you know what I'm saying. You
mm-hmm.
weren't out there trying to curse and be vulgar in your lyrics. And it seems today that what's accepted or what's immediately listened to or whatever is the more we can portray ourselves to be either gold-digging whores or pretty much, you know, we're thugs or we're angry or we're cursing, and yet you have a passion for trying to be what I like to call now the not dime a dozen,
mm-hmm.
right? So
right.
My question to you, is that because that's just who you are, or do you feel that, you know, as I see it, like the media right now when it comes to African Americans is the worse that we're portrayed, the more trodden upon we are, the better and the faster that you'll get there. Is that a reason? Do you want to make a difference with your music, or is it just that you love the music, period?
You know what? I would say it's how I was raised. My mom, you know, is still here, and I'm blessed with her being here. I wanted something that I could listen to with my mom that I wouldn't be ashamed. You know, I was brought up in a church. You know, I was brought up to be a lady. You know what I mean? I understand, you know, that these record companies want to make money. That's their thing. You know, I wouldn't mind making a dollar or two myself, but I'm not going to sell my soul for it. I want something that my children can listen to, my family can listen to and be proud of. I want to, I have a message that I want to inspire people. So I want them to hear that. There's a time and a place for everything. That's not who I am. The curse words and things like that, I can't do it. you know, talking about things of a sexual nature, if I could find a crafty way of sharing that message, then I will. But if it's vulgar and it's going to, you know, be a turnoff and be something that I cannot present to my mother and my child, then I'm not going to be singing that. The majority of my songs, you know, like I said, have messages. I have a song called Going Up, and it's an inspirational song. It was actually inspired by a guy called E.T., the hip-hop preacher. He's very inspirational, and also Les Brown, who's another inspirational speaker. He's been around much longer than E.T. But it's things like that. I listen to a lot of those inspirational teachers, and so I'm inspired by that, and I want to inspire other people. You know what I mean? We just have way too many struggles as a community, as African Americans, and I don't want to add on to those things that put us in a bad light.
You know what? Oh my God, Irene, I couldn't. Wow. Usually on my show, when somebody says something as powerful as what you did, I say drop the mic. But I don't want you to because I need you on a little longer. You're like, more of this needs to be said. So much of what you said, there's like so many messages. And to you artists that are out there on this panel that's listening, take a listen to what this amazing lady just said. Irene, remember back in the day, everything that came out in music came out with a message about something we know exists. I believe Grandmaster Flash came out with White Lines talking about the dangers and the use of cocaine. We had people speaking about the single mother struggle. We had people talking about, you know, a girl that tried to run away, winds up you know, get into the horrors of the streets and then had to wind up going home. So much. Why is it? And one of the things that I do on this show is anybody that brings me new music, I don't want to hear about you winding up. I don't want to hear about you cursing or how many people you're going to kill or how much ice you have or none of that stuff. I'm trying to promote you, bringing your talents forward and bringing you in the best light you can be in, showing the world that you are talented beyond showing your size and you know, showing your guns and all this stuff. So I definitely don't allow any type of vulgar or explicit material on my show. Now, the other thing is that definitely the power of music. Music is a mass media attention grabber.
Mm-hmm.
The minute that you sing, no matter how messed up a person you are, no matter how rough you are, how soft you are, how quiet you are, music is a universal language. Everybody can understand a good beat, a nice lyric, a sweet sound, you know, definitely a great voice. So my thing is, especially for us, because we don't have the affordabilities of us to be sit back and say, we're going to wait to see how this plays out or we're going to see if the next thing works. We have to work now because so much of us and so much of our life, it has been broken up for whatever reason. So my thing is, more people like you need to step forward so that we can start making changes now. We could start giving messages now because, you know what, make the difference in saying that who I'm going to be is when I step out there, who do I want to be? What do I want to leave behind? You know, what are people going to get from what I'm saying? Just like you said, you want to make a message with your music. You want to be able to tell your mom and dad, let's sit down and be proud of me too so that you can be happily and sincerely cheering for me in the crowd and not just because, you know, I'm Ice G or I'm, you know, this and that. I'm me. And this is my music. And this is what I have to offer. You know, and hopefully you can look at me and like what you see and ask me how I can help you do it for you.
Right.
You know, so you are amazing even now to me on a different scale. Because for you to want to sit there and do that in the middle of everything that you could take the easy way out with, it's amazing in every aspect of the word. And feel free to send me as many materials as you like, because you are definitely a great example. Now, hold on. You got a couple of people here that want to speak to you. The first one up is 9-year-old Layla, my daughter, and my co-host, and she wants to ask you a question. And then you have an 11-year-old to follow, so hang on. This is Miss Irene Renee, and that's going to tell your name.
Hi. My name is Layla, and I just wanted to ask you something because I got curious. Like, when, like, is there, like, a specific reason? Well, not a specific reason because I don't want to get too personal. But is there, like, a reason why you chose those lyrics in the song?
Which one? Pick up the phone?
Yes.
Yes. Well, just to give you a little background, I was married, and my marriage broke up. And so that inspired me writing those songs. So it's very personal. Not all relationships work, and I learned from it. I'm better for it today. But it was definitely a very difficult and painful situation that I went through. But I'm grateful to God bringing me through that and making me a stronger person.
Okay. So this is, like, one of the main reasons why I wanted to act, why I wanted, like, what I wanted to know. When you were writing your lyrics and, like, was there, like, troubles? Like, was there, like, how was your experience?
Was there trouble when I was writing the lyrics?
Like, how did you feel?
I was very sad. I was very sad. Like I said, my marriage to my husband broke up, and I had to deal with it. And so when I wrote the song, I was feeling very sad, and those are the real emotions that I was feeling. I wanted him to pick up the phone and call me so that we could make up, and that never happened. So.
Okay. One more question. I'm going to give it to Damien.
Okay.
When the reason why you wrote the song, is it because you wanted, like, was it really because, I knew it was because of, it was something personal, but is it because other, like, you were trying to because other females in the world have gone through this, and like you just wanted to, like you just wanted to show, like you just want to show them that you could relate to their problems. Like, is that one of the reasons why you wrote the song?
Okay, you know what? That's a good question. You know, I think a lot of artists, when they write songs, it's because they want to share their story because they think maybe other people will learn from it, they'll understand it and relate to it. So when I wrote it, it's something that I want to share. And I thought people could, you know, relate to it. You know, it's a sad love song. So I know a lot of people have gone through it and they feel the same way or felt the same way that I did. And so, you know, sharing that song, you know, maybe it will bring healing to other people.
Well, now I'm going to give it to the other co-host.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Danielise.
Hi.
I just want to say that I love your music and your voice. It's like, I mean, I'm a singer, I can sing, but I'm just afraid that people will make fun of me because think that I could sing. But the way I heard you sing on the radio, it blew my face off. It was like I never heard a person sing like that before.
You know what? Let me say something to you. You said that you were scared of being criticized, right? That people would make fun of you. You have to learn how to take constructive criticism, right? Some people will laugh. When I was younger, I went through that when I was singing in church. There were people that laughed at me, but it didn't stop me. And that's what you have to know about yourself, is that you love to do it. And if you feel like you can improve, then you would want to talk to your mom about maybe getting a coach, someone that can help you to get better at singing. But never think that someone is always going to be in your corner as far as supporting all the way through. I mean, mom will. You might have some friends that will, but you're going to have some people that's going to laugh at you too. But don't let that scare you, okay? Because it'll happen, and it's okay. All right?
All right, but I want to know why, like, what made you feel when you guys broke up with Jason, what made you guys feel what you're feeling now?
About the song after I wrote it?
Yeah.
You know what? After I went through all of that, and it's been a couple years that song came out, and that I put it out last year. So I've had some time to really heal from my heartache, my heartbreak. So I feel great now, and I can sing the song and not be too sad because I learned from it. So, I still think it's a great song. It reminds me of what I went through, but it doesn't make me sad any longer.
Well, maybe, like, the divorce, does he know what you've been going through? Maybe have you spoke to him? Or, have you heard the song from, like, to say it's for you or something?
What is that?
Like, You know how you said your relationship broke up. But what I'm trying to say is that, have you heard the song?
Heard what song?
Pick up the phone.
Wait, you said, did I hear it?
Have he heard it?
Oh, yes. Yes. We have a child together, so he heard it. But I don't know if he knows that it's about him. I can't say that for sure.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to give it back to Katie Barnett.
Okay, thank you.
The minds of children, huh?
I love it. That was a good question. I don't know that he knows this about him, but definitely heard the album.
Oh, well, at least you got that. And I will say you are definitely amazing. You're amazing on so many levels. And, you know, I'm very glad that there's another artist that's coming out not trying to go the way of the many, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I try to preach the message out here that the real cool people are the trendsetters, not the ones that follow. Because the ones that follow lose out quick because fads change.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and Irene, your song is absolutely amazing. Now, if you send me some more on next week's showcase, I'll definitely give you double play.
Okay.
You are absolutely amazing. You're welcome here anytime. If you come up with anything, let me know about any engagements you have. I'll have Glenn make sure he keeps me up to date so I can make announcements as I'm here. I thank you for, you know, your presence. I thank you for the interview. I thank you so very much for, you know, choosing me. You know, as one of the people to play it, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing the rest of your material.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And if I could just make one plug for those people that are interested, you can check my website at www.missirenerenee.com. So that's MissIrenerenee. So if you're in the New York area, Yonkers, Mount Vernon, White Plains, I perform a lot around here. Jersey, and I'm going to try to get in Connecticut, but I have definitely some shows in the area. I'm also going to be working with Tanya Doss. She's another independent artist, but very well known. So I'm going to be working with her in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you're in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area or know someone, please come out and support that show. It's going to be a diabetes awareness benefit. So you know how diabetes, it, you know, plagues our community largely. So we're going to be raising funds for that. And, so I'll be, you know, performing here and there. So if you want to follow me on Facebook and all that good stuff, I'm out there under Miss Irene Renee.
Okay, and we are in the process of trying to get our one-year celebration event. We're a little late, but we're getting there. And, you know, I would like to have my artists perform at the event. So as we get it together and the details come into play, I definitely will be reaching out to you and, you know, hope you'll grace the stage with your talents as usual and be able to speak to other people. You definitely fit a mouthful for all of our young artists out there, and definitely even that applies to those that are trying to start and continue on with their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you so much, and I'm going to thank Glenn a little later for the connection. But you are absolutely amazing. Your song is great. And if I have a little bit of time before we sign off tonight, I'm going to play it again on the way out. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
And by the way, they archived it so you can actually head back to the links and have your family listen in on it. Okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. And your format is wonderful. I love your format. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
All right. You too. All right, bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Irene Renee. You heard all of her little plugins. That song you just heard was Pick Up the Phone. She's amazing. It's an amazing message song. It's from the heart. She's spiritual. She's beautiful. She has everything that you would need to know in moving up. Now, we are going to continue our showcase this evening. We're going to head over right after our next artist over to the entrepreneurs and continue out with our musical artists. Now, up now, we have a double play from another amazing artist, and that would be Miss Promise Marks. You have heard from her on our previous segments. She has interviewed with us. You've heard our song. Here's up first with The Holidays, okay? And after that, you're going to hear her latest single, Chill With You, and then I'll be back to continue on. So don't go away. Keep it locked with Katie. Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are going ahead and now to a double play by Miss Stephanie Jano, another amazing voice on the panel and KBA Publicist Agency's own client. And here is Miss Stephanie Jano starting up with You Love Me, followed by I'll Be There. Be back in just a few.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Bonnet and friends. This is your Saturday showcase, and we are up with our entrepreneurs right now. Starting off in Lansdale, PA, if you are out there and you want to get your hair twisted up in some nice little style with twisties and dreads, look out for Miss Latasha of Tasha's Tassels in Lansdale, PA. You can reach out to her for a quote or telling her what you'd like done, or even to visit what she can do at TashaStyleFolks@gmail.com. Those of you out there in Flint, Michigan, my boy Mo Mosley, he's offering two services. One is photography and imaging under Ianka Photography and Imaging in Flint, Michigan. Reach out to him at Marmos567@gmail.com or head over to his Facebook page and take a look at his work. Also, you can hit up Mo for your music needs in production and sound and creating of any music that you need under Mosley Sound Inc. at MosleySound@AOL.com or, again, his Facebook page with Mosley Sound Inc. Brooklyn, New York, we have my wonderful, adorable twin sisters, Miss Darlene Cox Owens of Lights in the City in Brooklyn, New York. Darlene sells those little souvenirs. You guys know when you go to a concert or a circus, you're in the dark, and they have these little lighter things that, you know, these little sticks that light up, and you wave them in the dark. Well, that only to the 10th power. She has ice cubes, earrings, rings, watches, ankle bracelets, headgear. It doesn't matter. She has them. So Lights in the City, Brooklyn, New York, 347-677-6500, and her name is Darlene. When she's, after she's done giving you all of her flashing lights, head over to see her sister for the best get-up you could have custom made for you, Miss Arlene Cox McGriff with Lala NY Designs. She is at 917-216-7155, or you can email her at lala-ny@live.com. When you want to finish getting all of that done and you want to see it on film, best guy in Brooklyn is Jonathan Ellaby of JE Photos. You can reach out to him. He's also the part owner of GEI Magazine Online. You have seen it, everybody. You've seen his work. Mr. Jonathan Ellaby, JE Photos, Brooklyn, New York, 347-599-4535. Again in Brooklyn. Now you have Nate Johnson. Two services, everyone. If you had your PC repaired or your IT needs met with the company that was called PC Mac, same company, different name, Doodle Technologies, Brooklyn, New York, Nathaniel Johnson, known as Nate, doodletechnologies@gmail.com, that's the way to contact him. If you are looking as a nonprofit organization for free music, let's say this again, free DJ bass services, including sound and lighting, for free as a nonprofit organization, you can hit Nate up at the number 4 Play Music Entertainment in Brooklyn, New York. You can contact him at the number 4 Play Music ENT at gmail.com. Or if you're just a citizen trying to get some reasonably priced DJ services, you can hit him up and he can give you a quote. Heading over to Manhattan, New York, we have Mr. Jazz from Jazz OG Paparazzi. This guy knows his stuff in the music production business, ladies and gentlemen. You artists out there listening, you need somebody to help you along in your career, this is a man to see. In New York, New York, you can contact him at 347-715-8075. Again, that's Jazz from Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions. You're into some health drinks and you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you want something that tastes good and works, hit up Sean Felder at Excess Energy Drinks in Harlem, New York. All right, this guy's product, especially through him, is being looked at by the NBA League, Planet Fitness, quite a few people, and it's being compared to the 5-Hour Energy brand as well as Red Bull. So hit him up at 646-673-1997. If you are a person that is looking to exotic birds and you want to know how to raise them, breed them, or you want to buy them, hit up Tiffany at 212-340-1111. She serves the Suffolk County, New York area. She's based in Manhattan. Her company is African Graves, New York. Again, the number is 212-340-1111. Also, we have in Queens, New York, Miss Michelle Roberts of M&R Weave Design. Ladies, if you want to get your hair hooked up, this is the lady to see. She's at 347-399-0139. You can get her to hook you up any way you like, and she's awesome with it. So give her a call again, 347-399-0139. She's in St. Albans, Queens. Hit her up if you need to get your hair done, and she can do it quick. Also in Jamaica, Queens, New York, if you are a tenant or a homeowner, you're in need of some home improvement, repair, or remodeling, and you don't want to spend a lot and you want some work that actually lasts, hit up Mr. Ferdinand Love of Love Home Improvement. I personally have used him. He's awesome, everybody. If you are one of those people that works from your homes, you'll never know he's there, so don't worry about that part. Hit him up at 917-362-8697. Let's go over to our out of New York area, New Jersey. This is my baby. He is my publicist client, Mr. Derek Bell. Now, he is the CEO of I Am Derek, and this guy is into fashion, pastries. He does modeling events, everything that you can think of, he does. He's a big soul, big heart, gives back to his community. You've seen him everywhere, Mr. Derek Bell. Contact him for anything he's up to at I Am Derek. That's D-E-R-I-Q-U-E at gmail.com. You need to get your taxes done. No matter where you are in the U.S., you can hit up Mr. James Muhammad. He is amazing. I use him. Shabazz Business Services in Fayette, Mississippi. Contact him at 601-786-8588. He can tell you everything you need to know about taxes, anything you should do, shouldn't do, everything that you can look for. This is the man to see. He's patient, and he's a long-term person that sticks with you through all your needs. Looking for some great travel packages at great prices. Tangela Williams with Ambrosia Travel Services. She's located in Illinois, but you can reach out to her online at tangela550@gmail.com or call her directly at 630-865-1716. In Susan, California, one amazing entrepreneur, Ms. Gail Birdsong. She is the owner of FacesOnVases.net. That is her website as well, FacesOnVases.net. This woman can make from her head unique art that she paints right onto glass or vases. Plus, she does it a little extra by trying to contribute to green energy and clean air by using recycled bottles for her work. So you can reach out to her at BYRD, that's Bird with a Y, the number 78 at sbcglobal.net. Reach out to her and also head over to her website and look at her work. I have a piece myself, and I'm loving it very much. So that, oh, let's go over to Miss Nikita Barrett. Sorry about that. Young lady who is into beauty consultations and cosmetics, you can reach out to her on the Mary Kay website at N like Nancy Barrett, BARRETT23 at MaryKay.com. Let her consult with you about your skin type, your complexion, your hair type, your facial structure. This girl knows her stuff. And if you like what you see, just head up her up right on the website, and she can ship right to your door at any time. K.L. Foote, attorney at law in the Florida area, native New Yorker, however, he's now in Florida. This man knows every aspect of the law from a ticket to murder trials. And if you want the best representation and the best advice, go to Mr. Kenneth Foote. You can reach him up at klfoote.com or 877-903-6683, and you heard him on our commercial. That is our entrepreneurs, everyone. We're going to head back and finish out the last half of our music showcase, and when we get back, we will continue. So don't go away. Keep a lock with me, okay? Bye-bye.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On The Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
All right, everybody, we're back. And we are about to conclude the rest of our show with the rest of our remaining artists. Now, this is a very short musical clip. It's not a song. It's a clip. And this is by two amazing guys out here in Queens, New York, DJ Massacre and Dan Reptile. This is a musical clip called Enter the Void. I'll be back in just 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Okay, we're back, and here is up now we have Marcus Silvers, known as MC Silvers to the world, with his newest single, Wheels Fall Off. Don't go away, I'll be right back.
Me to fall, but I never will. They gave me the gun, but I never kill. I've been grinding for too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off. They want me to fall, but I never will. They gave me the gun, but I never kill. I've been grinding too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off. Right a day, no one with shoes, I'm pouring me some Alizé. Sticky, icky, I'm choking on some purple haze. Brush my teeth, find that beat, then I start my day. I'm vibing in the studio, in the words into a movie, bro. Talking about how I change whips, just like I'm changing clothes. I was acting paper up, blow it all with the bros. Shop the streets on me, gotta look fresh for sure. I've been grinding for so long, they told me stop, but I gotta move on. Signing still in, put my team on. Chasing dreams that would get my money long. They can't see what I see. Pretty woman, lot of drinks to some palm trees. Hookah bar, in case you don't smoke weed. Every place a celebration and it's on me. They want me to fall, but I never will. They gave me the gun, but I never kill. I've been grinding too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off. Want me to fall, but I never will. They gave me the gun, but I never kill. I've been grinding for too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off. My dad was turning in his grave if I stop rapping. He told me you got this, there's no need for practice. That's why I always keep my head up. I feel like quitting and his music had me fed up. I put my head up to the sky and he said, son, if the door closed, open up another one. Nas went to help with nothing, Jesus, I just waited for a second and I picked up the pieces. And I put him in my Jesus chain. Saw us worth it screaming MC like it's Jesus' name. I was happy broke, now I'm mad rich. Cause all the good things I established. They told me I wouldn't make it, I swear they lied, bro. Cause I'm cruising down the street with a motto. I used to get booed like the Apollo. Now I'm caked up, it's like I hit the lotto. They want me to fall, but I never will. They gave me the gun, but I never kill. I've been grinding too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off. They want me to fall, but I never will. They gave me the gun, but I never kill. I've been grinding too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off. Fall off. Fall off. I've been grinding too long. I'ma ride till my wheels fall off.
All right, everybody, now we're going to go over to Mr. Ice Knees with his single that was written off of the Occupy movement out in California and in New York. When we get back, we're going to follow up with Mr. Mike Check and Rewind Me and My Shorty before we conclude, okay? Don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back.
Respect, and they don't care who they kill, long as they get in the check, so I'm speaking for the people worse off than I. occupy. 99 just out here striving, and the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right, so we fight. Damn strong, cause it's alright. We the people and we out here struggling.
Great. Yeah, man.
Missed the good old days. Then he asked me, when was the good old days? We always been paycheck to paycheck, struggling and hustling, just making sure the fam set. They giving everybody freaking bailouts. Then my city went bankrupt and hellbound. Money went down, so the crime went up. Now I'm trying to aspire till my time is up. The people got sick and tired of being hopeless, so we set up shop, demonstrated and posted. Tear gas, my eyes still open, train still rolling, full speed smoking. Shut ports down, show the world no joking. Just trying to get that word out, but we need one voice to organize the noise. This book can happen when you give us no choice. Bring, bring.
While we occupy, 99 just out here striving, and the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right, so we fight. Damn strong, cause it's alright. We the people and we out here struggling. And that is why we are alive.
my heart. Something like a blessing, nobody messes with my heart. Cause I was so lost until I found my heart. Do it all for my heart.
Everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is our Saturday showcase. We are going to be saying goodnight with a replay of our newest artist's latest single, Miss Irene Monet, and Pick Up the Phone. I want to thank our youth co-hosts in here for their participation tonight. I want to thank Miss Irene Monet for stopping by in the studio. I want to thank all of you for listening and for continuously supporting us. To all of our music artists and our entrepreneurs, keep on trucking and keep your head up and be faithful. You'll get this. So until next week, everybody, with the new Saturday Showcase, good night and God bless.
Every night and day, I just want to say how much I love you, how much I love you. It's a shame that we couldn't make it through the storms of life and the dead of night. I'm all alone, so pick up the phone and call me.
Pick up the phone and dial my number. Tell me you miss me and come on over, come on home, babe. Just come back home.
Don't open my door, no need to say sorry. I've had enough hurt and it's driving me crazy. Oh,
just come back home.
With every tear I cry, I just can't deny how much I miss you,
how much I miss you.
The struggles of life got us down and did not start pouring love around. But I'm still not through with you, so pick up the phone, let's talk about it. Pick up the phone and dial my number. Tell me you miss me, come on.
Come back home.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.